Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the requests you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird with DJ Frederick on 6070 kilohertz, shortwave.
Thank you.
That was a musical piece released on cassette tape by a band called A Magic Whistle. The piece was Vision Magic Voyage Part 1, sounding like it was very influenced or inspired by Mike Oldfield. A Magic Whistle with Vision Magic Voyage Part 1, here on Free Radio Skybird. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Free Radio Skybird is community radio for shortwave, coming to you from the hills of New Hampshire, and specifically from the Kearsarge region of New Hampshire. If you would like to send a reception report, what I'm looking for is your name, your address, the SINPO, signal description, some details about the program that you've heard, the frequency and time, of course, and something about yourself, maybe a message that you'd like to send over the airwaves to other Free Radio Skybird listeners. Maybe you have a musical request, and any other comments. I would very much appreciate them. Now, I do not send EQSLs. I do not send EQSLs. I only send paper QSLs through the postal system. So therefore, I will only accept written letters, reception reports at my mail address, which is DJ Frederick, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. $2 in U.S. cash would be appreciated for return postage. Also, any other donations that you would like to send along in U.S. cash will be used for future broadcasts of Free Radio Skybird.
The sounds of a bird we may never see or hear of again. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The ivory-billed woodpecker is the largest woodpecker native to North America that inhabited the bottomland forest of the southeastern United States.
Mark Barrow is a professor of history at Virginia Tech.
It was a species that not much was known about until the 1930s, and by that point it had already reached very low levels. The National Audubon Society basically sponsored a study of the ivory-billed woodpecker that was undertaken by an individual named James Tanner. And he spent 3 years doing this extensive survey of bottomland forest across the southeastern United States, places where the ivory bill had been known to exist, either through specimens or sightings or previous records. And he traveled something like 40,000 miles on a Model A Ford. He canoed, he hiked, he took horses, did this extensive survey and didn't find any ivory-billed woodpeckers, except for in one place in Louisiana, this 80,000-acre tract called the Singer Tract. And he found 6 individuals that he was able to study. He watched them in their nesting cavities. He took pictures. And he discovered that the demise of ivory-billed populations could be linked directly to clear-cutting of these bottomland forests. And he discovered what this creature allegedly ate, which was the larvae of a particular species of beetle that only existed in mature forests, and that was the reason for its demise, basically. And so there have been repeated claims of sightings of the ivory-billed woodpecker, including most recently in 2004 and 2005. There have been a lot of credible sightings of this thing, but there's still no definitive proof that it exists.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave listeners.
Skies, ducks and pigs and chickens call. an old carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train. All on
classic, classical gas from a 45 released on the Warner Brothers label by Mason Williams. Before that, we heard The Turtles with You Showed Me, and we started that set off with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Marrakesh Express. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio for shortwave, coming from New Hampshire, USA. Well, I come from a town called Warner, New Hampshire, W-A-R-N-E-R. It is 21 miles northwest of Concord, New Hampshire. Concord is the state capital. The average elevation in Warner is 445 feet above sea level. The average temperature is, whoa, the annual average is only 44.8 degrees Fahrenheit. The average in July is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And in January, the average temperature is 18 degrees Fahrenheit. The population of Warner is right about 3,000 people. And one of the highlights of Warner, New Hampshire is the Jim Mitchell Park, which is attached to Main Street Bookends, where a lot of wonderful community events and live concerts are performed. If you would like a QSL from Free Radio Skybird, please write to me. Send your reception report along with $2 in U.S. dollars cash, or a donation of U.S. dollars to DJ Frederick, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street. That's 36 West Main Street, Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. In the next edition of Free Radio Skybird, I hope to have a mailbag segment, so please send me your comments.
Thank you. Thank you.
Argent with Hold Your Head Up here on Free Radio Skybird. Before that, Dave Brubeck with a classic tune, Take Five. Well, I'd like you to take 5 minutes and send me a reception report. Please include your name and address, some information about the signal at your listening location, a description of the program, something about yourself, and any messages that you would like to pass along to Free Radio Skybird listeners. I only respond to postal mail reception reports, no email. My address is DJ Frederick, care of Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America.
This is Bird Note. This bird song seems familiar, intriguing. It's the song of the Eurasian blackbird. Paul McCartney and the rest of the Beatles most certainly grew up hearing Eurasian blackbirds in their home of Liverpool. Eurasian blackbirds are common in the gardens and throughout the countryside in Great Britain. But McCartney wasn't singing about the bird. He was singing about the racial strife in the American South in the 1960s. As he said later, this was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith. There is hope.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
It was a trying time, and Sir Paul said later that he saw the song as empowerment.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. We're only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Mixed Media Reviews, homemade records, tapes, and CDs. Here's news for the digital music industry. Cassette tapes aren't dead or even dormant. Kevin Ulbig Jr.'s cassette, Summer Is Over, is as refreshing as a September sky, yet hazy as the lingering days of August. These eight brief songs are all strum and jangle, perfect lo-fi intimacy from a heart bared in music. Let's listen to a little bit of The Cold from Outside from Kevin Ulbig's Summer Is Over cassette. Information, visit monotonetapes.com. I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for listening to a Mixed Media Review.
Thank you.
A rare recording of a Canadian trumpeter named Fred Stone. We heard the theme from the film Lawrence of Arabia. Well, this is Free Radio Skybird, community radio coming from New Hampshire across the world to you via shortwave on 6070 kilohertz. I'd like to say thank you for listening, and I do hope that you are enjoying the eclectic mix that I try to share with you every program. If you'd like to correspond, please send your reception report by actual postal mail to DJ Frederick, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. And if you could include $2 in U.S. cash for return postage, I would much appreciate it. Or any donation in U.S. cash is very much appreciated so that I can produce more programs and keep them broadcast in Europe on shortwave radio. That's going to do it for this edition of Free Radio Skybird. I want to say thank you for listening, and wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Skybird, skybird. just as you may. Seek out your harbor of light. Let your song be heard. Rally each heart to the sight of your silver wings.